This is Chapel for April 12th, 1963. The Student Coordinating Council is holding the chapel.
And the angel said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen.
Ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Dear Heavenly Father, as we're gathered here in this season, we ask that we might have the courage and the strength to ask, to seek, and to find. Grant that we might have strength also to share with those who suffer and to share with those who are joyous. And dear Heavenly Father, may your risen Son be revealed to each one of us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Article 2 of the Constitution of our student body reads as follows. It shall be the purpose of the Student Coordinating Council to serve in an advisory capacity in promoting the general welfare of all students. Those of us who have had the privilege of serving on the Student Coordinating Council during this school year have tried constantly to keep that goal before us, that of promoting the general welfare of all students. Through the work of our 8 committees, we have sought to promote and to coordinate those activities which we felt could enrich the lives of every student on this campus. We do not pretend that we have always succeeded in our undertakings. Indeed, we see that there are many points at which we have fallen short. We only hope that some of the efforts which we have put forward this year may have made lasting contributions to the life of this seminary. We congratulate those members of the incoming council upon their election to their respective places of service and extend to them our best wishes for the year ahead. I am sure that I speak not only for myself but for the entire council when I say that it has been a genuine joy for us to have the opportunity of serving during this year. We are most grateful to the faculty, to the administration, and to every student on our campus for your prayers, your support, and your generous cooperation. I should like at this time to recognize those members who are outgoing on the Student Coordinating Council. Our vice chairman this year was Mr. Jim McKinney, who has just read our scripture and led us in prayer. Our secretary treasurer was Miss Judy McLamb. The 8 different committee chairmen were, respectively, Dramatics, Charles Parker, Athletics, Virgil Green, Devotional, Fred Batters, Welfare, Bob Wagner, Social, Wayne Crockett, Ethics, Tom Green, Extension, David May, Music, Charles Webb. The representatives from the senior class were Ronnie Lackey, Bob Maddox, and Bill Pierce. From the middlers, Bitsy Lucas, Don Davis, John Whitley. Our junior representatives were Melinda Jones, Art Kennedy, and Jesse Kroon. Mr. James Davenport represented the certificate students on our council, and our graduate representative was Mr. Don Sides. I should like all of the outgoing council members who are present in our chapel service this morning to stand at this time. To each of you, I would express my own personal gratitude for the dedication, the cooperation, and the loyalty which you have shown to the work of our council. I am sure that I speak for the entire student body when I say to each of you, thank you so much for a job well done. At this time, I should like to call upon Mr. Fred Batters, the incoming general chairman. Fred, your fellow students have elected you to the highest position of leadership a student can hold on our campus. In so doing, we have shown our respect for and our confidence in you. We're certain that nothing less than your very finest effort will go in carrying out the responsibilities which you now hold. I take great pleasure in presenting to you the gavel which is the symbol of your office and declaring you officially the general chairman of the Student Coordinating Council. God bless you in your work.
Thank you, Jim. On behalf of the new council, we wish to thank the old council for all they have done and for the leadership which Jim has given us during this past year as his office of general chairman. We thank you also for the support that you have given us to each of us as you have entrusted to us the, well, not the word jobs, but the responsibilities which go with the student council. We're looking forward to our work. Next year will be another significant year. We are thankful for the leadership which Dr. Staley has given us during these past years. And we also look forward to working with Dr. Binkley. The new council promises him and the entire faculty and administration our wholehearted support as we seek to fulfill these activities in which we can bring about a better fellowship for our entire student body. I want you to get to know the council members. Oftentimes the council in some of its functions plays a background role. You do not know what the council is doing, but some of the committees are continually working. I hope that as they in the coming weeks choose their committees for the next year, that you will tell them that you are supporting them, that you will tell them you will help them as we all work together to bring about a better realization of the fellowship which is here that we can have and the opportunities which we have. As I call out the new council members' names, I'd like for them to stand, those who are here, so that you will know them, you can recognize them, and give them your support. Vice chairman for the coming year will be Davis Bowen. Just remain standing until all of. Secretary treasurer for the next year is Mary Margaret Fowler. Athletic chairman again will be Virgil Green. Devotional chairman, Bob Davis. Dramatics chairman next year will be John Chappell. Ethics chairman, Jesse Kroon. Extension chairman, Dickie Spain. And Francis Fenderson will be helping there. Music chairman, Lynn Holmes. Social chairman, Lyman Farrell. And welfare chairman, Bob Phillips. Our senior representatives are Don Davis, Steve Creech, and John Whitley. And the middle representatives, Henry Joyner, Art Kennedy, and Brady Searles. As I've said to you, and we'll be saying again, that I hope that we can work together as you and I and all of us seek to combine our student efforts into creating a better fellowship and as we seek to make Southeastern continue to be the better seminary. Thank you. The certificate representative and the graduate representatives and the junior representatives will be elected this coming fall. If you've ever looked in the back of your hymnal, you'll notice our covenant that we have here at Southeastern. Every so often we attempt to read this covenant as a student body. Instead today, I'd like for us just to read three short paragraphs. Or as you follow along as we read, I hope this will be our aim regarding our school this coming year. Our aim, our dedication to fulfill these aims. And regarding our school, which is on the second page, follow along and think on these words as you seek to find your place here at Southeastern. We, the students of Southeastern Seminary, covenant to express our devotion to Christ through our common life. We will recognize our responsibility for our schoolwork and to all the persons connected with the seminary. Our words, attitudes, and actions will be motivated by a desire to express the love of Christ. We will never, by outright deceit or by implication, seek to obtain credit for any work which we have not done. We will be courteous and helpful to fellow students in class, on the campus, and in extracurricular activities. We will manifest an attitude of understanding and cooperation toward members of the faculty, administration, trustees, and staff. We will seek to bring all our relationships with the seminary, both during school days and after graduation, into harmony with the Christian faith and the Christian ethic. Some of us will be leaving after this year. We pray Godspeed as you go on your work, and we pray that during the summer that each of us who will be returning will be filled with that enthusiasm, that dedication to come back to give their best in fulfillment of their call. Now may we stand. Our Father, for thy guidance through this school year, we are truly grateful. We acknowledge thy power and thy love throughout our lives, throughout each part of our life. We pray thy blessings upon this seminary for the leadership which it has had and the leadership which it will continue to have. We pray that each of us may work together in Christian love and a Christian fellowship as we seek to fulfill that call which thou hast given to us. Go with us now throughout the remainder of this school year and on our separate ways for this summer, and then as we return in the fall. Guide us and direct us each, as we pray in thy name and for thy sake.